what I would like to know, Craig, and maybe you had a lot of different ways of approaching it, and I certainly want to hear everything or the highlights of what they said to you at least. But, I mean, basically, I guess I'd like to know why they so want us dead.
Yeah, that is the most important question, isn't it?
Do you remember the movie Independence Day?
Oh, sure. I loved it.
Well,
yeah.
The really great thing, especially the first half of that movie, was, you know, the aliens in that movie, they really didn't. They didn't want to bargain with us. They didn't want to change our national policy. The only thing they wanted was us dead.
Yes.
And that reminds me of this. I mean, that seems that way. They just want us dead. Well, how come?
Yes, and there are two very different answers depending on which group you ask. And since we're going to migrate to a discussion of Iraq, I'd like to express the difference depending if they are a religious terrorist or a political terrorist, and they are different.
Okay.
The first group I met with was a political group of terrorists. They were members of Fatah. Fatah is the political party. It's a socialist communist party. It was founded by Yasser Arafat. Yasser Arafat, by the way, did not found the PLO. PLO was founded by Nasser, a communist in Egypt at the time. But Fatah was the political organization that these three men belonged to, as a captain and two lieutenants. They described themselves as army men that were part of the Oscar Martyrs Brigade. Now, they said that they were not terrorists. They said that they were army men following orders. So the first thing, of course, I asked them was, well, whose orders are you following? Mm-hmm. And the captain said, I'm a direct report to Yasser Arafat.
Hmm.
I said, all right. What kind of orders does Yasser Arafat give you? And these three men just all burst out laughing. I mean, just grinning from ear to ear. And I said, you're going to share with me what you're laughing about. And they said, well, you know, 2 days ago, you know what happened. And I said, no, not the bus to Emmanuel. I said, yes, the bus to Emmanuel. We blew the axles off that bus, and we were not terrorists because we didn't blow ourselves up. I said, but 11 children and women, unarmed, had their heads blown off by men wielding M16s like the one sitting right here on this desk in front of me.
Wow.
And they said, yeah, that was us. I said, the three of you killed those 11 innocent souls. Yes. They were gleeful about it. And by the way, they said, you know, we don't have a problem with America. We don't want Americans dead. If it wasn't for America, we wouldn't have our guns. You gave us these guns.
Well, you mentioned they had some M16s.
And the two lieutenants said, and we were trained by the CIA in America, in Virginia.
That figures.
And when I came back and was debriefed by the CIA, they said, yes, in fact, we did supply the guns. We supplied them on orders from Bill Clinton. Following the Oslo Accords, Yasser Arafat said, I'm going to need a police department to be able to hunt down the terrorists and do my job.
That's true.
And these terrorists are going to need to be trained. And so we provided the training, we provided the guns, and they used them to kill innocent people. So these guys said that we are part of what is currently the majority in the Palestinian-controlled areas. But he says, we will not be the majority very long because the real crazies are growing very, very fast. And there is so much money being thrown at them, that they will very soon be the majority. And you Americans are so naive. You know so little about them. And when they become the majority here, which they will very, very soon, there'll be nothing anyone can do. Now, when a group of people who have just killed at point-blank range with automatic weapons, 11 women and children, call another group of people crazy. You got to be worried.
You also have
to be worried when your government, the government... You know, I was not there as a representative of America. I was there as an individual. But when it's still America's my country, I love America. When you're told that your country trained and equipped men who murdered innocent people, it hurts too. By the way, they said that the majority of their funding comes from America as well.
Well, you know, historically, of course, America has trained and armed many who turn around and put the bullets in Americans. So,
well, for example, we saved Stalin in World War II, and as a result of us giving the guns and the tanks and and the food to Stalin, and the same thing with Mao in China.
More recently, the Mujahideen. It doesn't matter. We've done it historically.
All through time, the last 60 years, all we have is a history of manufacturing our next enemy.
We are, after all, the world's biggest arms dealer.
We are indeed. We have more weapons of mass destruction than anybody else on the planet.
Well, we do. Well, we know we have them.
So the second group of terrorists had an entirely different agenda. Now, this group of terrorists were all religious terrorists. They belong to Al-Qaeda, which means the foundation, and the foundation is a religious foundation. Interesting enough, Al-Qaeda was actually founded by a Palestinian, Palestinian academician. Hamas, Hezbollah, and Islamic Jihad. And there really isn't any difference between any of these groups. In fact, one of the great travesties that we have in reporting in America is that we want to identify Al-Qaeda as our principal villain, and we then try to take organizations like this Indonesian organization, Jamaah Islamiyah, and we want to say they are the Al-Qaeda wing in Indonesia. That's nonsense.
Well, there must be some difference, because for Al-Qaeda, the United States was and is a target. For these other groups, frequently it's just the Israelis. So Al-Qaeda's branched out a bit.
Yes. Clearly, they have differing fields of interest, but they aren't. They are all singing from the same hymnal.
Then, with respect to Al Qaeda, why do they want us dead? It's religiously based.
It is religiously based. What they did when I asked them why they wanted us dead, they 100% of the time they quoted the prophet's words out of what's called the Hadith or the Sunnah. There are four books that were written within 250 years of the prophet's death, only four that have his words and deeds in them. And they quoted from those books, and they quoted from the Quran, which the same prophet says are the words of a God named Allah. And those words were, we have been ordered to wipe the infidels out to the last. We have been ordered to fight the disbelievers until the only religion is Islam. And
in other words, from their point of view, believe or die.
It's either believe or die. Yeah. And so I was in the position that really everyone that's in a position of political power in America or in a position of responsibility within the journalistic community should be in, which is since what they told me is not all that different from what we hear in their press releases to the media, you really need to know, are they quoting these things correctly, in context and correctly? If they are, then in fact their religion is corrupting them. If they're taking these things out of context and quoting them incorrectly, then the argument should be made that they are corrupting their religion, and that we need to find out where this form of corruption is. And that's really what I went to find. I was convinced that they were corrupting their religion, and I wanted to find out what kind of modern-day prophet, if you will, they were following who had somehow corrupted what was otherwise a loving and peaceful
religion.
Well,
prior to your meeting with them, you had studied Islam, had you not?
I had. I have probably, I think, last count, about 10,000 hours into the study of it. But I did not at the time. I had, you know, I knew probably, you know, a thousandfold more than the average American about Islam. I probably know more than any American about Islam.
Right. Did you know enough about Islam at that point to understand that you were hearing perversions in the quotes?
I did, and unfortunately, what I knew was that I was not hearing perversions in the quotes. I expected to hear was...
Really? Now, that's a very important point. You're saying that what you were quoted is no perversion, meaning, that said, in the American press, you hear that everywhere. There's an Islamic specialist on. They will say, well, this is all because of perversion of belief. And so there's a big difference in what you're saying. You're saying, oh, no, it's not a perversion in belief. This is what was written.
There is no truth that I could convey to you and your audience more important than that one.